Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I want to thank the great people at Jet Limousine for providing transportation for Bob Golby last night at Channel 5. Jet Limousine has been around for a long time. And they do the best job. If you need any transportation at all, I recommend Jed Limousine. They are the best in St. Louis. We are thrilled that they are with us and just been great over the years. Is Andy with us?
Andy is with us, yes.
All right. Andy Piatosa, the great restaurateur from Cafe Napoli 2, who somehow has become friends with Charlie Tuna. We're not sure why or how. Andy, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks, Frank. How are you?
Very good. So is it true that the Tuna is actually going to help out here Friday and actually bring food?
Yeah, you know, he's been asking me for 2 or 3 years now, so I think it's finally time that I come through. He's at my restaurant, and I'm not kidding you, 4 or 5 times a week. So I figured I'd give it back and, you know, I'll tell you guys something to try on Friday.
Now, Andy, he bills it as if he's making appearances at Napoli, almost like you guys book him so that you can say, hey, don't forget, tonight Charlie Tuna will be appearing. Are they events when Charlie's there?
He definitely thinks that they are. but it's just a normal night for everybody else. But, you know, we let him park in a special spot right out front. And when he comes in, his drink is waiting for him on the bar. You know, anything to make Charlie feel special is what I need to do.
Is it the special spot because he has trouble walking and he's a little bit older or what?
Do you help him in the car?
Yeah, exactly right. I'm about to hire somebody. As soon as we see him pull up, they're going to go outside and, you know, give him an arm so he can get in a little bit faster.
Andy, tell our listening audience about that signature dish that we profiled on Frank's Food Picks a few months back.
Yeah, so that's the veal chop. We've been doing it. My mom and dad opened Cafe Napoli in Clayton 30 years ago, 1989. And that's one of the dishes that came over when we opened Napoli 2 out in Town and Country. It was the veal chop salt and bocca, which is a 16-ounce provini bone-in veal chop. And we rolled the Italian breadcrumbs, char grill it, top it with prosciutto ham and fontanella mozzarella cheese, bake it in the oven with a rosemary and sage sauce.
Wow.
Well, it's interesting here. Charlie wanted Andy to call in to defend Chuck's honor, but we've just basically all chimed in together and been bashing Tuna the whole time. So what's happened, Andy, is every Friday he shows up and says, oh, I didn't know we were all here. I would have brought food. Then the next Friday he'll say, I'll bring it next week. And every Friday he says, I'm bringing food next week. So this particular Friday, this is I don't know if you realize, this is a historical event that's going to take place.
I understand. And now that I'm on the radio, I got to make good, Charlie. So I definitely will. We'll bring some stuff in for you guys to try, definitely.
Last question before I let you go. When you watch The Sopranos, don't those food scenes really jump out at you? I mean, I just want to eat while I'm watching that show.
Always. The food scenes, the wine on the table. It's funny that you said that, Frank. Rufino Ducale was, at the beginning of The Sopranos, was always the wine that was on the table whenever that show first started. And we brought it into the restaurant, and we sold 3 or 4 cases a week because we would let people know this is the wine that was on Tony Soprano's table when he was in the restaurant. And sure enough, it sold like crazy.
Wow, that is awesome. All right, young man, we will see you soon. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Frank. Take care.
All right.
Speaking of wine, remember Camus? Didn't you have some
Camus? The greatest ever.
So the other night,
I would become an alcoholic if I had Camus.
Well, we're at the dinner portion of the Variety Club dinner.
They serve Camus?
Well, no. I walk over to the bar with Mandy Murphy's husband, Tom.
What a good guy.
And he said, oh, we'll have a couple of Rhett. And there's some Camus bottles behind the bar. He said, oh, that's perfect. We'll have a couple of those. They said, no, that's not for you guys.
Really?
Yes. I guess somebody had brought their own.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a house wine.
No. And so he said, yeah, that Camus would be perfect. And the lady said, that's not for you guys.
I think Total Wine, you can get that at a pretty decent price, but best ever.
So this Friday thing is happening. Andy went on the air there. He has been recorded, and this is now a thing.
Speaking of food, Brian.
Yes.
In the Sopranos, they had that shot of Pizza Land in the very beginning. Got yourself a gun when they're playing the music. There's a quick shot of a pizza shop. And so last night at like 12:45, I'm Googling Pizza Land. I'm telling Monique, look, I want to go to New Jersey and just sample that pizza. And it is a real place. It's not just a shop.
It is a real place, yeah. So founded in 1965.
all the Vesuvio is that big Italian restaurant that they all eat at in The Sopranos. That looks definitely.
And then Frank said, "This bada bing, Monique. Don't you think? I guarantee they have a patty melt on the menu. We have got to check out."
Oh boy!
Did you mention Jeremiah Tillman, right? And you, Gabe DeArmond's tweeting about it. Yeah. He's basically exploring his draft.
Find out what the league thinks about you,
right? And is any part of that just to kind of get a read going into next year?
What he's got to work
like,
on?
Yeah, what they don't like about your game? Do you think that's
you
part of it?
You foul too much, and you're not that great of a shooter.
Well, but I'm, is that
the... work on those two things?
It's the wet blanket draft review.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that's what he's doing, to just get a good read from scouts and NBA personnel, and then you go back and say, okay, now I know what they think of me.
Wouldn't you, if you were him, Martin, because you were a guy that played on the block at CBC.
Thank you.
Coach Wilcutt does diagrammed offenses that get you the ball.
They ran it through me. McDuffie didn't touch the ball until I did.
That's right.
Vince Langston didn't touch it till I did.
But if you're 6'10" and you have that kind of athleticism, don't you like, okay, you're in class for 3 hours a day, and then the next 7 or 8, while you're still awake, you are shooting 500 left-handed jump hooks, 500 right-handed jump hooks, 500 left-handed turnarounds, and just do everything possible, and then lifting weights. I mean, you can become and make a living playing basketball if you commit yourself from now to the start of next season.
And that might be the feedback he gets, too, from the NBA. They may say, here's what you need to do. If I were you, I'd lift weights and shoot 500 jump hooks. And last year it was Konzo, remember, who put the tape together of every foul that he had committed. Do you think he did it again?
Boy, I think that's Konzo's, a long tape.
Or Konzo's like, tried that last year. I don't blame him for putting his name in, though. You see what they say. You get the
Absolutely.
Feedback.
Absolutely, get a full scouting. That's what they did. Well, that's kind of what Jonte did. And, you know, Jonte had the heavy body fat, but he still may have gone late in the first round. I think that's going to be fascinating to see what he does, too, because he won't be able to play basketball until, like, next February. Does he put himself in there? Do you see his name on any mock drafts anymore, Matt Rocchio?
Who's on a court soon, no, Michael or Jonte?
I'd probably lean towards Michael.
I'd have to lean towards Michael just because we saw him dunking 4 or 5 months ago on Instagram. So, I mean, he could at least get
out there. He's an Instagram star.
Whereas Jonte, we know that he's not touching a court for 8 months.
Have you ever even read an article like in the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News about
Porter?
Any progress? Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not as frequent now because the Nuggets have been good. And so a lot of the coverage there has been focused on the fact that they're the 2 seed in the West. But there is every once in a while a little notice about, mainly because it's always kind of packed in there because the team's been injured. So it's like these 3 players are out, and also we haven't seen Michael Porter yet. Every once in a while, a video of him dunking.
Friend of the show who's involved with high school sports says, please don't use my name, but here's my experience. The loud is an old term, meaning your weed smells really loud and everybody knows that you got it and you've been smoking it. It's a can't miss. So apparently the loud is not a current term.
I didn't know
friend
Jim
of the
Powers
show,
listen to the program.
Yeah. Friend of the show who said, please don't quote me on this.
All right. The Bomberito Automotive Group is one of our good sponsors where Price sells cars. Audis, Infinities, Cadillacs, Buicks, GMCs, Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Mazdas, and Volkswagens. I was looking at the paper today. You look in the classified section, and Bomberito's got like 100 cars for sale. Bomberito South. Bomberito West. If you want to buy a car, you just look at the Post-Dispatch today and you'll see a zillion cars at Bomberito. Let's see. What do we have coming up in the 12 o'clock
hour? Big 12 o'clock hour. It's the return of Chuck Marlow, gone on assignment, St. Lucia. He was in St. Lucia all last week. And he kind of went quiet on Twitter.
The assignment
right?
was go away. Martin just went up the trolley and said, I got a job for you, and that's
go
to
away.
Leave.
Back and with fresh takes, we got a Blues playoff loss to talk about. We've
probably
got the Cardinals.
Tan and sinewy working out all the time.
Well, he was on a big health kick, air quotes, before he went. And right before he left, I said, how'd that go? He said, eh.
Well, he got a dispensation to drink for the Bradley game. I think the Missouri Valley title.
Yeah, and then he gave himself another one.
Then
and
for good luck, you got to keep drinking to see maybe they'll beat Michigan State because you drinking directly correlates to Bradley winning big games.
Yeah. Chuck's not Catholic, but he does have a lot of special dispensation that he grants himself.
And his mom was in town, and they killed a 12-pack together one night.
His mom?
Well, he told the story how they crushed it together. And I said, what's the ratio? Like 8-4? He goes, eh, my mom's pretty good at it. Probably 7-5. And then he goes,
now that's impressive.
He said, she's never listened to this show, but the day he talked about her drinking beer, she happened to be in the car listening. She's like, thanks a lot for talking about me crushing beers. All right, that's Chuck's good. Back in. The Coveted Hour, Midday Grind, coming your way next.